Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for our latest episode of Ohio DD Talks. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Amy Clausen, who's going to share her experiences with the Ohio Nursing Collaborative and her work with Ohio Family to Family. Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hey, Nate. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you want to get us started just by telling us a little bit about yourself and your passions, your work with the Ohio Nursing Collaborative and Ohio Family to Family, and how it connects you to our broader disability community?
Yeah. I have a wonderful role. I'm very passionate about it, so I'm excited to talk about it with you today. First, before we talk about the Nursing Collaborative and what we're working on in the state, I want to share about Ohio Family to Family, which is who I work for and with. We're a very unique program in Ohio, and we're funded by the Health Resource Services Administration and Maternal and Child Health Bureau. So what that means is we have a lot of support to help support families who have children and youth with special health care needs here in Ohio. So what does that really mean? We support families in Ohio where they don't know where to turn to navigate health care services, maybe some community and disability systems. As you probably know, they're very complicated, even for the best of us, let alone if there's a family with maybe a new diagnosis or something that's way out of their league and they're stressed about caring for their child. So we want to be here for families. And there are three of us in the state. I'm one family support specialist with Ohio Family to Family. And the uniqueness that adds to our roles is that we all have personal experience navigating Ohio's systems because we all have children with disabilities or special health care needs. I myself have two young adults, but one of them still lives with me and my husband, and we help care for him because he has severe cerebral palsy. And he uses a lot of systems, and we have a lot going on, but he does have a good life thanks to the systems that do work for him and with him. So we're really happy about that. Would you like me to share how the Nursing Collaborative got started, or?
Yes, you took the question right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you a little bit more about the Nursing Collaborative, specifically how and when did it form? Maybe you could talk about its purpose and specifically how it would help to create more equitable outcomes for families with young children with disabilities.
Yeah, so I want to say in around 2017, I started getting calls from several families, and they were increasing. The calls we were getting, again, through Ohio Family to Family, we were hearing from families that out of the blue, their child had nursing services through the state Medicaid system or Ohio's waivers systems. And all of a sudden they were getting denied. And they were thrust into, you know, having to appeal out of the blue. So some had nursing services for 10 years. Because those stories and experiences were really concerning to us at Ohio Family to Family, I reached out to the administration of Ohio's developmental disability system and to DD Council and to Ohio Medicaid administrators. And I said, hey, look, you know, there's some real concerns we have from family stories. So can we meet with you? And of course, we were glad that they said yes. They were hard discussions. We met with them a few times throughout 2017 and 18. And then quickly during those meetings, and again, we had families at the table there too to share their very stressful stories. We all felt the need that we needed to collaborate and meet long-term and regularly to really to do a deep dive into discussing the problems that families were having and how to resolve some of them. So out of that became the Ohio Nursing Collaborative. I can honestly say that because of the administrative support from the state groups and the families right there beside us, you know, we have been very successful to just sit and discuss and collaborate on making improvements. Now, so what we strive to do, what our purpose is to educate and advocate for people who have very complicated medical needs and who absolutely rely on nursing care at home and in the community. So we meet quarterly, we share updates, we have discussions about how else we can improve nursing care for people and also for the families that, as you know, are the constant in the person's life. So that's what we do. We're really proud of our meetings and discussions and our work.
Yeah, I really appreciated an initiative like yours because you took leadership and you recognized how valuable peer support was in addressing needs that the system may be slow to respond to. And I think when you empower people to advocate for themselves and navigate the system, it just promotes so much better outcomes. And I'm really glad that you took the initiative and did this because in my situation, and I empathize fully with the challenges and complexities that come with navigating the system because I have advanced cerebral palsy myself and I know just how difficult and complex it can be to just navigate a doctor's appointment successfully, let alone navigating the vast array of supports that we have across DODD and the Ohio Department of Medicaid to support individuals living their best lives. So to empower families to navigate the system and take leadership in running their services is one of the greatest things that we as a community can do to support ourselves.
Boy, that's well said, and I couldn't agree more. You know, sometimes it just takes one person to ask for a meeting and one person to carry it on and say, your voice matters. And I think we can make change or at least make some kind of improvement. And, you know, these families' stories, they were the experiences they were having were really gut-wrenching and tearful, and they were hiring lawyers and stressing out the whole system, let alone their child and family's daily life. So no one else in Ohio was taking this on, and I just felt like we had to do something. So that's really how we got involved, is the families felt like there was no organization that was willing to listen. And I said, well, I'm in, I'm listening, and I'm going to help. And because my colleagues at Ohio Family to Family, they all felt like we needed to, it was a no-brainer. Yeah.
And this is an excellent segue to my next point, which is that Ohio Family to Family is working with the Ohio Nursing Collaborative to develop a new publication on nursing services in Ohio. I recently read it myself. I wish that, you know, as I was coming up, I had, you know, that type of resource that, you know, explained all of the services provided in a very accessible way, but can you tell us a little bit more about this document and what was the inspiration behind it?
Yes, well, the inspiration behind it was really the families who sat with us for a few years and said, families don't understand the system and they don't understand how to find nursing care and how to pay for it and who to go to ask questions about it. And families also shared that sometimes their service and support administrator at the county board didn't even know. And so out of that, we really felt like a guide to nursing services in Ohio came out of the family's stories because there was no guide, as you referred to, Nate. You know, it was daunting. The service systems are very cumbersome and complex in Ohio. So we really felt like that was one of our number one charges through the Nursing Collaborative and creating something that families could rely on. And again, it wasn't just Ohio family to family here. DD Council actually stepped up and said, you know, let's partner, let's create a good educational document that the average family and person can use as a reference. Often medical providers, you know, once determine that nursing care is necessary, and they might give them a prescription for nursing services, but then what, right? If you're new to finding nursing care, where do you go? What do you ask for? How do I know where to get answers to my questions? All of this was the inspiration. And even the savviest of families and people who have complicated medical needs, you know, really needed a guidebook. So we're hoping to reach people far and wide in Ohio. You know, it's a very easier read, I say using air quotes, because in order to understand where you can find the nursing services that you or your loved one needs, you first need to know the lay of the land, right? Does my private insurance offer some nursing benefit? Does my loved one have Medicaid already? And can I access some kind of home health or nursing from just having Medicaid? And then there's all kinds of waivers in Ohio that might cover nursing. So we gave a sort of a flowchart effect inside the nursing guide.
You really did. It's an incredible job you did at simplifying the entire process.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Why is it important for Ohioans with disabilities to have a coordination of care with their medical needs and really look into nursing in whatever form they might get from whatever payer?
Well, first of all, it's important for anybody to have care coordination when you have some kind of special health care need. Each individual healthcare system is unique. And for example, Cleveland Clinic has a different system than, say, Cincinnati Children's Hospital or Ohio State University Medical Center. They're all unique. So when you find you have a special healthcare need, whether you're a child or an adult, care coordination can be very beneficial in cutting through some of the system's barriers in each individual system. Now, when you add home care to that piece of the pie, then you're thrust again into other systems of care. And Most of them are related to how to pay for it. So that's why I mentioned private insurance. Some private insurance plans have them, have nursing services. Ohio's waivers can have nursing component to them. And each different chain of the path on the flow chart can lead you down to more questions.
Yes.
So sometimes we as families and individuals, we can relate in understanding the information easier when we have a scenario or an example to look from. So
And in
that's
addition to the, whoops, I'm sorry about that.
okay.
No, I was just saying, in addition to those two options, there's also nursing through Medicare and Medicaid state plan, both of which have their own separate set of rules that have to be followed. So it is a really complex maze to get
It
through. And
is
I think
very.
Family to Family and the guide does a great job at helping individuals and families navigate that maze.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. We worked so hard on it.
So, why was it important for you to make sure that individuals and families had a seat at the table when it came to designing the guide for nursing services in Ohio?
Well, I sort of live, eat, and breathe families as partners and at the table.
I
So
understand that.
I guess you could say that that was assumed from the beginning. And the Guide to Nursing Services, really, the information was reviewed many times by the families as well as our state partners. But the families were in it from the beginning. They took my emails and questions throughout the creation of the guide. They gave us the scenarios that we've listed in the guide. And, they're the families that are advocating, they're spending time to help make improvements both for the state programs and for other families. So they were so vested from the beginning that, sharing their opinions was a huge critical part of the nursing guide and the nursing collaborative, really.
So having individuals and families involved in the process, I think, is a great way to make sure that nursing services are accessible and equitable to people with disabilities.
Yes, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. The only way this could be an accessible document is to really have the families and the state leaders and partners all together with a vision of what this document needed to look like. It needed to be accessible online and in print. It needed to be easier to understand. And to be honest, there's no way we could do it without families who have lived experience and people who have lived experience with nursing services to truly give us the best information possible. So we're really proud and just honored to have the family leaders along with us.
So we're getting toward the end of our time, Amy, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your vision for the guide and how it's going to make healthcare outcomes better for people with disabilities who need nursing services.
I think the hope is that the guide is going to be in the families and individuals' hands as soon as they need it. We hope that with information, families have power and knowledge to be more informed and advocate for their loved ones in a complex system. But also, we hope that the guide allows families to be less stressed over these complicated systems so that they can focus on the care of their loved one and their family longer, better, and work alongside with their care partners for their loved one in a more effective way with the guide.
Those are excellent goals, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I want to give you all a monthly reminder to share your story. IODD Talks wants to hear your stories so that we can learn how you all are advocating to make your communities better. Always reach out to us on social media and stay tuned for future podcasts on our social media channels. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.